Just one new CD this month, but a look back at the music of Ennio Morricone, who died last month. Ennio Morricone, the famous Italian composer, conductor and trumpet player, provided the music for over 400 cinema and television productions. He was no slouch when it came to classical compositions either. Most certainly he's left a wide and varied musical mark on the music world in general, something that many theatre and electronic organists too have embraced in one way or another. And it wasn't just the music scores for Westerns that brought him fame and recognition, although, in fairness, there is one that perhaps stands out above them all. Here's John Beasley at his Yamaha ELX-1 with Once Upon a Time in the West. undeniably one of the best-selling original instrumental scores that was Once Upon a Time in the West from the 1968 movie, which sold an estimated 10 million copies worldwide. It was performed there by former organ concert organist John Beasley. It was one of several spaghetti western films that saw a working partnership between Morricone and film producer Sergio Leone. At the other end of the scale, Morricone also produced television production scores, including the one for BBC Wales drama The Life and Times of David Lloyd George, broadcast in 1981. The composition was titled Ki Mai, and it's actually made it to number 2 spot in the UK music charts. Again, this was a very popular number with organists, and John Kiffin was but one who included it on one of his CDs. Played by John Kiffin on Yamaha Tyros 2. Now, all of my working life was spent as a cinema and television projectionist, and I'm often asked which is a favourite film of mine, and two always immediately come to the front of the list, neither of which I've ever shown, I might add, but ironically, both feature amazing and evocative music scores by Ennio Morricone. The musical partnership of Morricone and Sergio Leone came to an end with the final film that Leone made, the 1984 epic crime drama which starred Robert De Niro and James Wood, titled Once Upon a Time in America. Leone originally envisaged the film as 2 3-hour long releases, then later a 4-hour 29-minute version, but the distributors were having none of that and it was cut to 3 hours and 49 minutes. It didn't even make that because once again the distributors sliced it down even more to 1 hour 39 minutes, as well as completely re-editing it into a final version which nobody seemed to like. Well, the good news is that the fully restored director's cut is available on DVD, and that is the version usually shown on television. Believe me, it's a film well worth sitting down to watch, and the various themes, all written by Morricone, are really beautiful. A case in point is the main theme from the film itself, played now by German artist Robert Barther on his Boehm Emporio model. Once Upon a Time in America. Of several organ versions I have of that evocative theme, that one by Robert Bartha is the one that really takes some beating, especially with the inclusion, as in the film, of the beautiful pan pipe solo. Now, the second film that I always list as one of my top favourites is Cinema Paradiso, an Italian film released in 1988 in, yet again, three different versions with running times of 173 minutes, 155 minutes, and finally 124. It's been out on DVD now for quite a number of years, but again, it's the full-length director's cut that is the best of the bunch. In this track, performed by Hector Oliveira on the Roland Atelier, it's a meeting of musical minds as Maestro Oliveira does full cinematic justice to Maestro Morricone's work. The theme from Cinema Paradiso, from Hector Oliveira's CD, titled, with every good reason I might add, With Passion, which he recorded in 2008 on the Roland Atelier. Now, I'd not realised until I began to read the list of productions that Ennio Morricone had been connected with that one of them was La Cage aux Folles. And so, reminding us of another facet of his compositional brilliance, what follows are four tunes from the show, namely the title track, Masculinity, Look Over There, and finally The Best of Times, all about to be played now by Lynn Larson on the Paramount Wichita Wurlitzer. Thank you. A selection from La Cage aux Folles, played by Lynn Larson. And to bring this musical tribute to Ennio Morricone, who died last month, is the sadly missed Chiyo Tsunemoto to play the theme from the film The Mission, a tune titled Gabriel's Oboe. Gabriel's Oboe, played there by Chiyo Tsunemoto on Yamaha. One of the last real big-time Hollywood film stars, Olivia de Havilland, passed away last month at the grand old age of 104. She appeared in 49 feature films and was the last major surviving star and also the oldest living Academy Award winner at the time of her death. But it was January 1939 when she was assigned to play the part of Melanie in the famous David O. Selznick movie classic Gone with the Wind, which had a total running time of 234 minutes, which included the intermission and the overture. Recapturing that music, here is Dennis James at the Robert Morton Organ in Lowe's Ohio Theatre in Columbus.
Thank you.
adaptation to the dance, the waltz, Melanie's theme, the gallop, Mammy's theme, and finally Tara's theme, the music from Gone with the Wind, played there by Dennis James. Now, in case you thought I'd overlooked the new CD that I mentioned at the head of the show this month, fear not, because it's coming up right now. I've said it on more than one occasion, but I think when it comes to an all-round organist, one who has played and recorded almost every electronic organ model known to man, not to mention a few theatre organs too, then that person is Howard Beaumont. For his very latest offering, he's gone back to the one organ that seems to have been prominent throughout his musical career, the good old Hammond, namely the B3 or the A100 models with the ever-present Leslie 251 or 122 speaker cabinets. Recorded only a few months ago, in February to be precise, Howard was invited to play a concert in Holland for the Holland Hammond Organ Club. And this 18-track CD is divided between selections from that event recorded on the club's own A100 and B3 organs, together with a further 7 tracks which he recorded on his own A100 when he got back home. As the title of the CD is Hammond Live, let's soak up some of that club atmos as Howard, together with percussionist Herb Eichenboom, serve up some lovely frim-fram sauce and then a combination musical mashup with the Bach Toccata in D minor and The Things We Said Today.
1, 2, 3. Thank you. The Frame Fram Source.
Two tracks from Howard Beaumont's latest CD titled Hammond Live, the tracks being the Frim-Fram Source, played on the B3 model, and a typical Beaumont combination of Bach and Beatles on the A100. Like I say, seat Howard Beaumont at a Hammond, any Hammond, and the music just effortlessly flows, which is more than can be said for the powers that be at Scarborough, where Howard has been a musical fixture each season at the Spa. Because despite the crowds already beginning to turn up, dancing or even seated concert performances are a no-no this year. Anyway, as far as yours truly is concerned, it's a yes-yes for this latest release, Howard Beaumont Hammond Live. I did suggest that he get a busker's license, hire some form of flatbed truck, stick a keyboard on it with a generator supply, and drive down to the beaches to entertain the crowds. You know, with a bucket and a sad-faced dog loaned by the local RSPCA, people could drop money in for requests. Think of it as a smaller version of the Reg Fort and his touring Moller idea, but with less hassle and transport costs. Bet it'd make a few media headlines. Anyway, enough of my crazy ideas, because I'm going to end the show this month by wishing a happy birthday to an organist I had the pleasure of introducing many times to audiences who attended the Pontins and AOE organ festivals at Morecambe in the 80s. Back then, he was a young teenager who obviously had a very bright future, plus a determination to stick with the organ world come what may. So I'm sure many of you will join with me in wishing David Ingley a very happy half-century, a birth date that he achieved on July the 31st. Happy birthday, David. To play us out then, here he is at the Technics GA3 with Luck Be a Lady Tonight. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, as ever. Bye for now.
Been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.